Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The message today comes from the gospel passage you heard just a moment ago, and I'd like to reread just a few verses from it, starting in 24. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to the master, 'Master, did you not grow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" This is God's word. God's field extends to the four corners of the earth. And carved out of that vast field is a section of ground that has been entrusted to us here at St. Mark. And within that section of field are smaller plots of land that have been entrusted to each one of us. And nothing in these fields is more precious to us than the people God has entrusted to our care. Now this, of course, first includes our own children, right? We dedicate our lives to them. We nurture them in faith. We bring them to the Word. We pray for them. We teach them. We encourage them. We baptize them. We bring them to the Lord's table. We kneel beside their beds. And we teach them how to pray. We encourage them when they struggle. You see, our plot of land includes them. It includes this congregation too, doesn't it? We pray for each other. We encourage each other. We hold each other accountable for our faith. Yet our concerns don't end with our congregation either, do they? We pray for extended families. We pray for neighbors, co-workers, community, our nation, the world. And we pray, as Paul urges us, for all people. Why? So that they would come to know Christ. But you and I both know that as we look across God's vast field, we can't ignore what we see. We see unbelief. We see hearts hardened against God's word. We watch people that we love drift from Christ. And sometimes we even see faith grow cold within the church body itself. And if we're being honest, we don't have to look across the field before we discover the weeds. They grow very close to us. They surround the people that we love. They expose the sin that clings to our hearts. So that's why we pray so fervently. We pray because we know what is at stake. Eternal life, that's not a small matter. We pray because we know our own limitations. We can teach. Yes, we can encourage. We can bring our children to baptism. We can bring our children to the Lord's table. We can open Scripture up in our homes. But we cannot create faith. We cannot sustain their faith by our own strength. Those gifts, they belong to God. They belong to God alone. And that helplessness, quite frankly, can be painful. Especially when the people that we love so dearly seem to wander farther and farther from Christ. Little by little, almost without noticing it, what happens? We begin to believe that the future of God's field, especially that little plot that He gives us, depends on us. And that is exactly where the servants in Jesus' parable find themselves. It's one of the temptations that Jesus exposes in that parable. It's a sin that's subtle. It's a sin that's difficult to discern and repent of. Why? Because we care so deeply about God's field, especially about that intimate plot of land. We can't stand to see the weeds. Can't stand it, especially when we know that there is something that we can do, that there is something that we must do. Master, do you want us to go and pull them up? To be faithful to God means to go out into the field and tend it, doesn't it? If that is being faithful, then how can it also mean that we're supposed to let the weeds grow? Now, what Jesus is teaching is not that we should stop caring about our field. What He's teaching is that faithfulness is actually caring deeply about God's field without trying to become the farmer. Notice how the workers, the laborers, actually challenge God. They say, "Did you not sow good seed?" As if to question whether He even knew what He was doing. Or maybe, just maybe, they could have done it better. This echoes back to Genesis, doesn't it? If God is really good, if He really is in control, why does the field look like this? You see, this is where worry eventually goes. It always does. It never stops at, "I'm anxious." But it always takes that next step to, "I'm beginning to doubt whether God manages His kingdom well." It just seems to go that way, doesn't it? So what is the answer then to this sin? Well, it's not simply to trust the Father. Instead, it is that we can trust the Father, or the farmer in this analogy, the farmer, because He has already shown us who He is. From the very beginning, the farmer has known what the enemy would do. From the very beginning, he has never been surprised, not even one time, by the weeds. But instead of pulling them all up, He's promised to make all things right. He's promised to restore what had become broken. And that promise, it was fulfilled on the cross. On Good Friday, every servant might have concluded that the enemy had won, that the weeds had prevailed, that God had lost control. But what appeared to be Satan's greatest victory became the farmer's greatest harvest. God knew what he was doing in that first garden. God knew what he was doing on Calvary. God knew what he was doing all throughout time. And I'll tell you what, he knows what he is doing in his church, in your family, in your life today. Now this week, our synod gathers in convention. And many of God's people will be praying for its work. And we pray because decisions matter. We pray for the wisdom, the faithfulness, the unity, the truth of these people. But even there, we remember what Jesus teaches us today, that Christ, not the delegates, not the pastors, not the president, but Jesus is Lord of his church. The future of God's kingdom has never, ever rested in human hands. The farmer has always reigned. The farmer still reigns in his field. And he knows what he is doing. He knows what he's doing in your family. The names that keep you awake at night, the children you pray for, he knows them. And he knows the grandchildren you worry about. He knows the people that you long to see restored to faith. He knows every single weed in your garden. He hasn't abandoned it. The farmer is still at work. Now this doesn't mean that we stop praying. It doesn't mean that we stop teaching. It doesn't even mean that we stop encouraging each other in faith. The servants, they still have work to do in that field. And we are still called to scatter the seeds of God's Word. We're still called to care for those who He has entrusted to us. We're still called to faithfully fulfill the vocations that He has given us. But we do so differently than the world. We do so not as anxious owners. We do so as faithful servants. Because the harvest does not depend on us. The harvest belongs to Him. The same Savior who planted His Word in you is the same Savior who preserves you through His Word. The same Savior who gave His life for the church is the same Savior who will never abandon it. The same Savior who walked out of the grave on Easter morning is the same Savior who will one day gather His people into His eternal kingdom. Now the enemy, he may sow seeds. The world, it sure may appear broken. Our own hearts may even cause us to doubt. But the farmer still reigns. And the farmer, he still knows exactly what he's doing. Please pray with me. Lord, you have planted your word among us. You've gathered us into your field by the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us when we become anxious, when we carry burdens that belong to you and you alone, and when we forget that you remain the Lord of the harvest. Amen.